We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chaotic night in downtown Chicago, and there's still some chaos to report this morning. Looting took place throughout the downtown area along North Michigan Avenue overnight. Seems to have dissipated at this hour, but there was chaos for a few hours. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya joins us now live with the latest. Bernie?
And some of the cleanup is going on right now as well. I'm on Wabash Avenue, just north of Madison Street. And Tom here is and his family own the shops at Wabash, on Wabash, and which had a jewelry store that was looted. And you were notified about 2 o'clock this morning.
I was notified at around 2:30 in the morning. By the alarm company told me that we were getting multiple alarms. I know that multiple alarms mean that someone's actually inside the store, not just, you know, a broken glass. So I immediately came down here. To my surprise, when I got here, I found probably about 100 people on Wabash Avenue here on Jewelers Row, standing around the buildings, around the businesses. But the door was already broken. There was no people inside at that time because there were actual police here.
Now you actually tried to ask people not to go in, right?
So I went downstairs to get some boards to board it up, thinking that, okay, it's a one-off and it would be over. When I came back up with the boards, there were probably another 30 people standing in front of this store trying to get in. I politely asked them if they could just leave our store alone. And they politely, they weren't aggressive. They politely told me, no, we're going in, whether you like it or not, so step aside. So I safely stepped aside.
And you say police did show up and they left for a while and came
police,
back?
The police showed up every time I called them. This store got looted on probably 5 or 6 different occasions throughout the evening. And every time it happened, I would call the police and they would respond immediately. And they would get, you know, the people to disperse. They would make, you know, 1 or 2 arrests. But then they would get called to another area. And unfortunately, when they would leave, this area would get backfilled with looters immediately. It was instantaneous. They wouldn't be 1 block away and this area would just get filled again. And then the store would get filled again and they would just move on to the next.
And that's kind of the situation here on Wabash Avenue, Pat. So the cleanup here has begun, as probably other places downtown as well.
And we'll get to Bo here in just a few seconds, though. If you could, Bernie, that's what's happening now. What did you see earlier?
Earlier, I noticed that even Macy's was being looted. There were cars parked along the street, and double parked even, as people would come out with armloads of things. I was over at the shops at Block 37. Same situation. There was a door that the window next to it had been broken. People were just coming in and out with armloads of clothing and with not a care in the world. Up until about a half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, people were still doing that.
Let's go to WBBM's Rob Hart, also on the street and joining us now live with more. Rob?
Pat, I moved up to Lincoln Park, where the North and Clybourne Commercial Corridor was also hit fairly hard by looters overnight. I am standing in the parking lot of the Best Buy near North and Clybourne, which is just awash now in styrofoam and boxes that once contained flat-screen, high-definition televisions. In fact, standing right next to a couple of Samsung 50-inch flat screens, the boxes empty in the parking lot, the TVs long gone. Also next to this Best Buy is a Binney's Beverage Depot, also looted overnight. The parking lot covered in boxes, a couple of empty bottles of Johnny Walker Red Label Scotch in the parking lot of the Binney's Beverage Depot this morning. And as it was the case downtown earlier, now that the sun is up, you do have people going out, jogging, walking the dog, and also taking pictures of all of the wreckage that they see this morning. The other thing, too, is that some of the security guards who watch these businesses during the day, they're starting to show up just in case there is a reoccurrence later on. But there is a Chicago Police squad roll in the parking lot here, and it appears the situation has calmed down, and now the cleanup is underway.
All right. Thank you very much, Rob Hart, joining us from North and Clybourne in that vicinity, which also suffered some damage, some looting overnight. So things apparently stabilizing here, but they certainly weren't earlier. Very unstable situation in downtown Chicago.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.